Welcome to today's lesson. Today we'll be looking at Psalms 103, verses 15 through 17. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Recently, I was at a conference, and in that conference, there was a nationally renowned photographer, and he said something that stuck with me. Most of us have heard the adage, we've got to see it to believe it. But he said, we have to believe it in order to see it. He was up on a mountainside in this beautiful field of dandelions. They were just brilliant yellow everywhere. And he kept telling himself, the light's just not right. I'll come back tomorrow. But as for many of us, tomorrow turned into a week, then 2 weeks. And he came back, and you can guess what he found. He found a field full of puffballs. And in searching for the best of what that field to offer, he made an award-winning shot of a puffball. Now, as we look at the scriptures here, we can see that as for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. But in the next verse, let's look and see what it says. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. Much as that field of dandelions, in their beauty, as they go through the seasons of their life, that's how our life is as well. We have but a little while on this earth, and before the wind passes over us and death overcomes us. We also can look down at verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. Our everlasting life can go back to our physical life here on this earth. Is what we give back on this life that we have on earth that will determine that everlasting life that we may have with God in heaven someday. We must fear God in this physical life, and we must do his will. So in closing, let's all remember that we must do God's will in this physical life in order to have an everlasting home with him in heaven.